Laipni lūgti, priecājamies redzēt visas šajā rītā, draudzēt Dievu mājas. Ir labi nākt Dievu namā, vai ne? Ir labi būt Dievu klātbūtnē un ir labi sanākt arī vienkārši kopā. Ir labi būt kopā kā Dievu bērniem un tas vienmēr ir skaisti. Šodien arī mums ir brīnišķīga jauna diena, šodien ir svētdiena. Šodien priecājamies par katru no jums, kas varat būt šeit un ar mums šodien ir kopā kāds ciemiņš. Un viņš ir no tālas zemes. Ziniet, kā kādreiz saka, kad brauc uz Liepāju caur Āfriku. Ziniet, vai ne, kā tā saka. Tad mums ciemiņš šodienā ir burtiski atbrauc uz Latviju, uz Rīgu caur Āfriku. Un mēs viņu šodienā priecājamies redzēt pirmo reizi pie mums. Patiesībā es viņu pirmo reizi satiku tikai tagad pirms Dievkalpojuma sākumā bija iespēja iepazīties, paspiest roku, bet bija iespēja pirms tam jau mazliet dzirdēt internetā. Bet mums ir ciemiņš no tālas zemes, un es domāju, mēs esam gatavi arī dzirdēt, ko Dievs grib mums teikt, vai ne? Esat gatavi kaut ko sadzirdēt, saklausīt, ko Dievs vēlas mums teikt šajā rītā? Bībelē ir rakstīts, ka vēsts no tālas zemes ir kā ūdens, kas veldzē dvēseli. Un tāpēc mēs šodien gribam būt pamatīgi atveldzēti, pamatīgi padzirdīt un saņemt daudz. Tā kā mēs varam ar aplausiem aicināt priekšā Stīvenu, mācītāju no Amerikas, un dosim viņam iespēju.
Welcome. Oh, man. Thank you. Well, good morning.
Labrīt!
Yeah, there we go. Well, first off, my name is nothing.
Pirmkārt jau mans vārds, tas nav nekas.
I don't come from a big church or anything like that.
Es nenāku no lielas draudzes vai kaut kā tamlīdzīgi.
But I'm so very grateful to be here this morning.
Bet esmu tik ļoti pateicīgs, ka šajā rītā varu būt šeit.
I was standing there and from the moment I walked in, but really the guy who picked me up was telling me a little bit about your church.
Patiesībā puisis, kas mani no rīta paņēma un atveda līdz draudzēm, man stāstīja par draudzi.
And just what they were saying really reminded me of my church.
Un tas, ko viņi stāstīja, tas man atgādināja par draudzi, no kuras es nāku.
And then as I met your pastor here a minute ago, he was starting to tell me a bit more, and everything he said sounded like my church.
Un tad mirkli atpakaļ satiku mācītāju, un tad viņš stāstīja kaut kādas lietas, un tas viss atgādināja par draudzi, manu draudzi.
And then even the guitar player was playing a very specific way, just like my guitar player at home.
Un pat ģitārists spēlē ļoti specifiskā veidā, kā man ģitārists mājās.
It's very strange.
Ļoti dīvaini.
But I love it. I love your fellowship.
Bet man patīk jūsu sadraudzība.
I love my church. I miss my church.
Man pietrūks mana draudze. Es mīlu savu draudzi.
We started our church 7 years ago. It was a tiny little church there, and we took over as Life Church.
Mēs iesākām draudzi 7 gadu atpakaļ. Patiesībā tur bija tāda maza draudzīte, un viņi lūdza, lai mēs tā kā nākam palīgā, un mēs pārņēmām to draudzi un iesākām Life draudzi.
And when it was just a few people, we loved it, we cherished it.
Un kad tur bija tikai pāris cilvēki, mēs viņus mīlējām.
And when it grew like this, we love it and we cherish it.
Kad tā izauga līdz šādam izmēram, tad mēs mīlējām un priecājāmies par to.
And we have plans to build a building, but it's so very expensive that it's really hard to even get started.
Un mums ir plāns uzcelt tur ēku, un tas ir tik dārgi un ir tik grūti vispār iesākt tādu virzienu.
And for the first time, about 3 weeks ago, I was in my church and I was just standing there, we were actually worshiping, and I started to feel like enclosed, like claustrophobic.
Un trīs nedēļas atpakaļ, patiesībā es stāvēju draudzē, es slavēju, un es sāku justies tā, it kā sienas tā kā apņemtu man tāda klaustrofobiska sajūta.
And it was a very strange feeling because I don't look at my church is needing to be something.
Un tā ir tāda ļoti dīvaina sajūta, jo es neskatos uz draudzi, ka viņai kaut kam ir jābūt.
And so I kind of been praying and just asking God, like, what was that feeling? It came and went really fast, but what was that moment? Why did I feel like that?
Un es vienkārši sāku lūgt Dievam, Dievs, kas ir tā sajūta, kas tad vienkārši atnāca aizgāja, bet kāpēc es tā jūtos?
Like I know we need to build and expand, but it's not the right time.
Es zinu, ka mums ir jāceļ, mums ir jāpaplašanās, bet vēl nav īstais laiks.
And then Pastor Erland Zalewski came with us this year to Ghana in Africa.
Un šogad Erland Zalewskis mācītājs, viņš atbrauc ar mums kopā uz Āfriku, uz Ganu.
And I was just overhearing him talk to another one of our pastors about the new wine in the old wineskin.
Un es dzirdēju, kā viņš runāja ar vienu no citiem mācītājiem par jauno vīnu vecos vīna traukos.
It's a very familiar story, obviously.
Tas ir labi zināms, vai ne, no Bībeles stāsts.
And I felt God speaking to me.
Un es jūtu, ka Dievs uz mani runā.
And he was saying that the building that we're in,
un ka viņš saka, tā, kur mēs atrodamies,
we're spoiling the building and the building is spoiling us.
Ka mēs tā kā izlutinam to ēku, un tā ēka izlutina mūs. Sabojā. Piedošana, sabojā mūs, un mēs sabojājam viņu.
That it's restricting us.
Tā ierobežo mūs.
And if we don't get out,
un ja mēs netiksim ārā,
then we're going to spoil.
Tad mēs sabojāsimies.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a new work in a really old building.
Tas ir jauns darbs vecā ēkā.
The thing about that is you can put new wine in old wineskin for a period.
Un tā lieta ir tā, ka tu vari jaunu vīnu ielikt vecā vīna traukā uz kādu laika periodu.
It takes a while for the gases to build up, the maturing process to build up until it gets so mature that the gases get strong enough where it explodes.
Un tas prasa kādu laiku, kad tas vīns, viņš fermentējas, gāzes veidojās, un pēc kāda laika tur ir tik daudz tā gāze, kad viņš var eksplodēt tas trauks.
And then I realized that God was telling me there is an urgency for our church to grow.
Un
we jūtu, can't do it where we're at.
Un es jūtu, ka Dievs saka, ka ir tāda neatliekamība mums augt, un mēs nevaram palikt tur, kur mēs esam.
And so as I was hearing the pastor talk about the church, I feel it's very similar for you.
Un es jūtu, ka māsēs runāja par draudzi, es liekas, ka jums ir ļoti līdzīgi.
Amen.
Amen.
And I prayed the whole time during worship because I had no idea what was happening.
Un slavēšanas laikā nav nejausmas, kas tur notika, bet es lūdzu.
And I felt like God said that he needed a face to the city.
Un es jūtu, ka Dievs saka, ka viņam vajadzīga ir seja priekš pilsētas.
He needed a church to become the face, his face in the city of Riga.
Viņam vajadzēja draudzi, kas ir par seju Rīgas pilsētā.
And that he was going to expand you in a way for you would become, when people think of Riga, they think of this place, they think of this church.
Un viņš jūs paplašinās tā, ka tagad cilvēki domās par Rīgu, viņi domās par šo draudzi.
Amen. Now, that's celebration, that's great, like that sounds really nice.
Tas brīnišķīgi izklausās, tas ir ko svinēt.
But I think it's going to make you really uncomfortable.
Bet es domāju, tas liks jums justies ļoti nekomfortabli.
And it's probably going to hurt.
Tas iespējams sāpinās.
And the church may change in ways that you don't like it.
Un draudz mainīsies tādos veidos, kā tev varbūt tas nepatiks.
But God said he wants his church to become that.
Bet Dievs saka, viņš grib, lai draudz par tādu kļūst.
And so people even in my church are like, I like a small church.
Un cilvēki man draudzē, viņš saka, man patīk maza draudzīt.
And that's fine.
Un viss jau labi.
But God loves a big kingdom.
Bet Dievs mīl lielu valstību.
Amen. So if our calling is growing, then our mindset has to grow too.
Ja mūsu aicinājums aug, tad arī mūsu domāšanas veidam ir jāaug.
God is good.
Dievs ir labs.
God gave us at the very beginning when there was a few people in our church. He gave us, I'm not even preaching yet, by the way.
Es pat vēl nemaz nesāku sludināt, bet pašā draudzes iesākumā Dievs mums uz draudzi runāja.
He really gave us the book of Zechariah and walked us through step by step a lot of things.
Un viņš mums deva Zaharijas grāmatu un kā soli pa solim iziet cauri daudzām lietām.
And I think we look at growth and expansion and money and resources and buildings and we think there's no way this is going to happen.
Un mēs, kad mēs domājam par izaugsmu, par paplašinājumu, mēs domājam par naudu, par rākām un par pārējo, mums liekas, nav iespējams tas.
First off, in Zechariah 7, verse 5, God reminded his people about how they would fast a lot. They would have all these traditional fasts throughout the year.
Zachariah 7:5, tur teik runāts par Dievs atgādina tautai par to, kā viņi gavēja, kā bija tradicionālie gavēņi laika mejot.
And it sounds really good, like we tell our people, we tell our pastor, hey, I've been fasting all week, and we sound really important in the kingdom, right?
Un tas izklausās tā ļoti labi, mēs varbūt atnākam, pasakam mācītājiem, mēs visu nedēļu gavējam, mēs izklausāmies ļoti svarīgi tajā brīdī.
But in Chapter 7, verse 5, God asks a question. He asks it twice right there at the end. He said, did you fast for me? And then he says, for me.
Un tad Zaharijas 7:5, divas, tā kā divas reizes viņš šajā nodaļā, viņš uzdod jautājumu, vai jūs gavējāt manis dēļ?
And he's just keeping his church in check. Like, are you doing everything for me?
Viņš tā kā pārbauda, vai draudz ir pareizā vietā, vai jūs visu darat priekš manis?
Are you growing your church? Are you volunteering? Are you attending church for me? Or is it just something that looks good on paper?
Vai jūs liekat aug draudzei, vai jūs esat kā brīvprātīgie, vai jūs kalpojat, vai jūs darat lietas, vai jūs to darat priekš manis, vai jūs vienkārši gribat labi izskatīties?
But in chapter 6, verse 15, he says, even those from afar off, shall come and build the temple of the Lord, and then you shall know that the Lord of, Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Zakarijas 6:15 ir teikts, pat tie, kas būs tie, kas nāks pēc tam un kas cels tā kunga templi, tad tu atzīsi, saka tas kungs, ka viņš ir tevi sūtījis pie manis. Un tas piepildīsies, ja tu uzcītīgi paklausīsi savu kungu, savu dievu balsī.
In other words, if God wants it to be, it will be.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, ja Dievs gribēs, lai tas notiek, tas notiks.
Amen.
Amen.
Do y'all believe in your church this morning?
Vai jūs man ticat, draudze?
Do you believe in the vision of God in this place?
Vai jūs ticat Dieva vīzijai par šo vietu?
Amen. I pray that God just shatters your view of the vision and just gives you such a bigger, every single one of gives you a bigger vision of yourself within this vision of this place.
Es vienkārši lūdzu, lai Dievs tā kā satricina to tavu redzējumu, lai tavs redzējums par tevi, šī redzējuma iekšēnē varētu kļūt tik daudz milzīgāks un lielāks.
All right, I'm done preaching, now I'm going to preach.
Labi, beidz to sludināt, tagad es sludināšu.
All right, so since this feels like my church, I'm just going to do what I do in my church.
Pa cik es jūtos tā kā savā draudzē, es darīšu tā kā savā draudzē.
And I'm going to ask a question, and then you're going to cheer really loudly, no matter if you like it or not.
Un es tev uzdošu šī jautājumu, tad atbildēji skaļi, vienalga, vai tu gribi vai negribi.
Who's ready for the word of God this morning?
Kas ir gatavs Dievu vārdam šajā rītā?
Amen, amen. Amen. It's an honor to be up in this place this
ir
morning.
Ir gods būt šeit priekšā šajā rītā.
Your pastor is so very brave.
Jums mācītājs ir ļoti drosmīgs.
He lets a stranger from the middle of nowhere come up in here.
Viņš ļauj svešiniekam no nekurienes vienkārši šeit stāvēt.
And so I just want to say thank you Lord for giving me a pulpit.
Un es gribu teikt paldies tev Kungs, ka tu dod šo iespēju sludināt.
But I feel like God said he has the room.
Bet es jūtu, ka Dievs saka, viņam pieder telpa.
So Deuteronomy chapter 4, go there real quick.
5. Mozus, 4. Nodaļa. Ātri atvērsim.
23 and 24.
22. 23. Pants.
This is so good. It says, and excuse me, I woke up with just the slightest little cough. I don't know what the deal is this morning.
Piedarēs no rīta pamodos mazlietiņ tāds krekšis.
He says, take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you. And make for yourselves a carved, and you've made for yourself a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
5. Mozus, 4. Nodaļa, 23, 24, tad sargies, ka jūs neaizmirstat tā kunga savu dievu darību, ko viņš ar jums ir slēdzis, ka jūs sev neizveidojat nekādu alku tēlu, nekādu atveidu, ko tas kungs tavs dievs tev būtu aizliedzis, jo tas kungs tavs dievs ir rījēja uguns, viņš ir dusmīgs dievs.
That's the fifth book of the Bible.
Jeb skaudīgs dievs, angļu valodā rakstīts. Greizsirdīgs. Yes.
That's funny. Fifth book of the Bible, and it's the first time we're seeing the words together consuming fire.
Un šī ir pirmā vieta Bībelē, kur mēs redzam, ka tāds tā kā vārdus, ka viņš ir postītāja uguns, jeb kā latviski ir teikts, rījēju uguns, jeb tādu apņemoša uguns.
Now, in modern worship, we love the words consuming fire.
Mūsdienīgajā slavēšanā ir izplatīti šie vārdi, tā kā tāda apņemoša uguns, rījējas uguns.
We love talking about the fire of God and you know all these things, talking about fire and God and consuming and all this.
Mums patīk runāt par uguni, par Dieva uguni, par tādu Dieva apņemošo uguni.
A couple of them are set afire by Jesus culture.
Un kaut kas ir, ir no Jesus culture, tāda dziesma, aizdedzin uguni, tā kā.
Says, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control because I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
Aizdedzini uguni manā dvēselē, to, ko es nevaru saturēt, tā, ka es nevaru to kontrolēt, jo es gribu vairāk tevi, Dievs, es gribu vairāk no tevis, Dievs.
And in the song New Wine, it says, there is new freedom and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today.
Un tad tāda dziesma ir jaunais vīns. Valstība ir šeit. Es nolieku zemē veco uguni, lai nestu tavu jauno uguni šodien.
It's a celebration for the church.
Tā ir tāda svinība priekš draudzes.
It's a reminder of God's Holy Spirit just coming in and taking everything over.
Atgādinājums, ka Dieva gars ienāk, vienkārši visu pārņem.
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 through 29.
Ebrejiem 12. Nodaļā no 26. Līdz 29. Pantam.
It says, he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. And therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
Viņa balss toreiz satricināja zemi, bet tagad viņš pasludināja sacīdams, vēl vienreiz es kusināšu ne tikai zemi, bet arī debes. Bet vārdi vēl vienreiz norāda uz satricināmā pārvēršanu, tāpēc, ka tas ir radīts, lai paliktu nesatricināmais. Tāpēc, saņemot nesatricināmu valstību, būsim pateicīgi. Tā mēs Dievam patīkam kalposim ar bību un bailēm, jo arī mūsu Dievs ir uguns, kas iznīcina jeb šis apņemošā rijējas uguns.
So we see the consuming fire of God in the Old Testament, fifth book, and then we see it in the New Testament. It's the same consuming fire of God all throughout the Bible.
Un mēs varam redzēt, ka vecajā derībā un jaunajā derībā tā ir tā pati Dieva apņemošā uguns.
And the reason why we sing about it in worship, because it's an igniting fire, like it's something exciting, it's the move of God in our churches and in our lives, like it's all consuming.
Un kāpēc mēs par to dziedam? Tāpēc, ka tas ir kaut kas sajūsminošs, kaut kas tāds, kas aizdegās mūsos, kas aizdedzina mūsu dzīves draudzi un kas liek lietām notikt.
But it's also a consuming, like it's a consuming, cleansing fire.
Bet tā arī ir tāda apņemoša, tīroša uguns.
The same fire of God that motivates us to do something greater, that shows us who we are, is the same fire that destroys anything ungodly.
Tā pati Dieva uguns, kas aizdedzina mūs un motivē un liek mums darīt lietas, ir tā uguns, kas arī šīst vai atbrīvo mūs no visa nedievišķā.
So now I want you to realize what you've been singing about.
Tagad gribu, lai tu saprot par to, par ko tu esi dziedājis.
And the song that says, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I cannot control.
Aizdedzini uguni dziļi manā dvēselē, ko es nevaru saturēt, ko es nespēju kontrolēt.
Be careful if you're going to ask for the consuming fire of God because you cannot control it once it starts in your life.
Esi uzmanīgs, ja tu lūdz Dievam šo apņemošo Dievu uguni, jo tu nespēji to kontrolēt tajā brīdī, kad tā sāksies.
And a consuming fire destroys anything that's not holy in its path.
Apņemošā šī Dieva uguns iznīcina jebko, kas nav svēts viņas ceļā.
So if you're going to sing, God, I want a consuming fire in my life. I don't know if you realize how unholy we are.
Ja tu dziedi, Dievs, es gribu tavu šo apņemošo uguni, es nezinu, tu apjēdz, cik ļoti nesvēti mēs esam.
And when that consuming fire comes in, there's not much of us left except for the holiness and righteousness of God is in us.
Un kad tā uguns ienāk, tad nav nekā daudz, kas tur paliek, kā tikai Dieva taisnība.
Amen.
Amen.
So I encourage you to sing that and sing it louder than you ever have before, but just get prepared that you're not singing a nice little song, you're preparing yourselves for what God's going to do.
Tāpēc es iedrošinu tev turpināt dziedāt to dziesmu, bet nedziedi to vienkārši kā parastu dziesmu, bet sagatavojies tam, ko Dievs darīs.
Now, God gave me something, and I've been sharing it as much as I can. I never repeat sermons, but I've been sharing just little snippets of it as much as I can.
Un Dievs man kaut ko ir devis, un es turpinu par to, turpinu runāt. Un es neatkārtoju par savus prediķus, bet ir tādi fragmenti no tā, ko es turpinu visu laiku teikt, kur es vien varu.
So I apologize to my friend India. She's going to hear some of it again.
Tā kā piedošanu kādiem no draugiem, kas jau ir to dzirdējuši, varbūt vienreiz dzirdēju.
But I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1.
Bet 3. Mūzes grāmata 9. Nodaļa.
In Leviticus we see the physical representation, the actual physical representation of the consuming fire of God. We see the danger of it.
Un šie trešajā mūsu rāmatā mēs varam redzēt tādu fizisku Dieva apņemošās uguns izpausmi.
God is establishing the new priest. What he's going to make the priest and what they're going to do, what they're going to look like and what they're going to sound like, everything. He's laying it out for them.
Dievs sagatavo jaunos priesterus. Viņš rāda viņiem, kā viņiem jāģērbjas, kas viņiem ir jādara, kādiem viņiem ir jābūt.
And so Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1, we're going to read to about verse 5. I want you to see this. It says, on the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, take a bull, call for your sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. Then say to the Israelites, take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both a year old and without defect for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for a fellowship offering to sacrifice before the Lord, together with a grain offering mixed with olive oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. Now, I read all those details for purpose.
Trešajā mūsu grāmatā, 9. nodaļa no 1. panta, un notika 8. dienā mūsu aicināja Ārona, viņa dēls un Izraela vecais, un viņš sacīja Āronam, ņem jaunu vērs par grēku upuru, naunu par nedzināmu upuru, kas abi ir bez vainas, un atved tos tam kungam. Un Izraela bērniem saka, ņemiet āzis par grēku upuru, un gadu vecu telēnu un abi, kur bez vainas par nedzināmu upuru, un vērs un aunu par kaujumo pateicības upuru tā kungu priekšā, un ēdamu upuru iejautu eļļā, jo tas kungs jums šodien parādīsies.
For today, the Lord will appear to you.
Jo tas kungs jums šodien parādīsies.
How?
Kādā veidā?
Like extravagant worship.
Tādā īpašā pielūksmē.
I can promise you, no matter how extravagant your worship gets, it'll never be gone to West Africa.
Es tev varu apsolīt, ka vienalga, cik ekstravagant varētu nebūt tava pielūksmē.
No matter how loud you get in worship, it will never be gone, I promise you.
To nekad tā kā nepārspēs tas, kas notiek Āfrikā. Vienalga, cik skaļi tu varētu būt šeit.
If they don't blow the speakers, it's not loud enough.
Ja skaļruņi netiek izsist, tad nav pietiekoši skaļi viņiem.
But God said, I want you to do these few things.
Bet Dievs saka, es gribu, lai jūs darat šīs pāris lietas.
Church, listen.
Draudzi, klausieties.
I want you to do these few things.
Es gribu, lai jūs darat šīs pāris lietas.
In a very specific way.
Ļoti specifiskā veidā.
And when you're done doing what I commanded you to do,
un kad jūs būsiet pabeiguši darīt to, ko es jums pavēlēju, liku darīt,
my presence will be with you.
Tad mana klātbūtne būs ar jums kopā.
That's it.
Un viss.
Now I want to read the rest of the story. Look at verse 23.
Un tad izlasīšu tālāk no šīs tās, 23. pants.
So they go through, and you can read the chapter, they go through line by line, and they do every single little thing, everything that God commanded, they do exactly what God asked them to do.
Un tu var izlasīt visu to nodaļu, un tur ir detaļ pa detaļai precīzi, viņi izdara visu to, ko Dievs viņiem prasīja darīt.
Now look at verse 23, it says, and Moses and Aaron went to their tabernacle of meeting, and they came out and they blessed the people. And then the glory of the Lord appeared to all people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. And when the people saw it, they shouted and they fell on their faces.
23. pantā, un Mozes un Ārons iegāja sajiešanas teltī, tad tie atkal iznāca ārā un svētīja tautu, un tā kunga godība kļuva redzama visai tautai. Uguns izgāja no tā kunga un aprija uz altāru gan dedzināmo upuru, gan taukus, un visa tauta to redzēja, tie iekliedzās gavilēs un krita uz savu vaiga.
When God gives the church comfort, like just do these things and my spirit will be there, it's also a warning.
Kad Dievs runā uz draudzi un saka, izdariet šādas lietas, un mans gars būs ar jums, tas arī ir brīdinājums.
And I love the simplicity, because they didn't have to manipulate God.
Man patīk tā vienkāršība. Viņam nevajadzēja manipulēt ar Dievu.
They didn't have to add anything to it. They didn't have to sound flashy or do anything extra. All they had to do was follow the instructions.
Viņam nevajadzēja neko pievienot. Nevajadzēja izklausīties miesīgiem. Viss, kas viņiem bija jādara, bija jāsako norādēm.
And listen, they didn't have to please the people.
Un viņiem nevajadzēja izpatikt cilvēkiem.
They didn't have to do things to please the people, to make the people even stand there. All they had to do was be obedient to God.
Viņiem nevajadzēja nekādīgi izpatikt cilvēkiem, viņiem vajadzēja tikai būt paklausīgiem Dievam.
And God fulfilled his promise.
Un Dievs piepildīja savu apsolījumu.
They did exactly what he said.
Viņš izdarīja tieši to, ko viņš teica.
And the fire of God came down, consumed the offering, and it was so overwhelming. They had been doing offerings all day, but it was so overwhelming that everyone fell on their face before the Lord.
Dieva uguns nonāca un aprīto upuru, un viņi visu dienu bija jau pienesuši upurus, bet tas bija kaut kas tāds, ka viņi sāka kliegt un nokrita savu vaigu.
They did not fall on their face because Moses and Aaron were there.
Viņi nenokrita savu vaigu, tādēļ, ka Mozes un Ārons tur bija.
They didn't fall on their face because the pastor was dressed really nice.
Viņi nenokrita savu vaigu, tādēļ, ka mācītājs bija skaisti apģērbies.
They didn't fall on their face because the day of offerings was over.
Viņi nenokrita savu vaigu, tādēļ, kad upurs bija beidzies.
They didn't fall on their face because it was lunchtime and they were hungry.
Viņi nenokrita savu vaigu, tādēļ, ka bija pusdienas laiks un viņi bija izsalkuši.
They didn't fall on their face during worship.
Viņi nenokrita savu vaigu slavas laikā.
They didn't fall on their face during the message.
Vēsts laikā viņi nekrita savu vaigu.
They fell on their face when the Spirit of God fulfilled his promise.
Viņi nokrita savu vaigu, kad Dieva gars piepildīja savu apsolījumu.
And the only way the Spirit of God came was when his people were obedient to every word that he gave them.
Un vienīgais brīdis, kad Dieva gars nonāca, bija, kad viņa ļaudis bija paklausīja katram vārdam, ko viņš bija devis.
And it's a comfort because you cannot manipulate God.
Un tas ir mierinājums, tādēļ, ka tu nespēj manipulēt ar Dievu.
There is nothing you can do to make the Spirit of God fall on this place.
Tu nevari neko izdarīt, lai tu varētu likt Dievu garam nonākt šajā vietā.
You can't beg God.
Tu nevari lūgties Dievu.
You can't have 6 hours of worship music.
Tev nevar būt 6 stundas ar pielūgsmes mūziku.
You can't have nobody from America come preach to you.
Tev nevar kāds no Amerikas atbraukt un tev sludināt.
There's nothing.
Nav nekā.
There's nothing impressive you can do.
Nav nekas tāds iestekmīgs, ko tu spētu izdarīt.
Except be obedient to God.
Kā tikai būt paklausīgs Dievam.
So if God has called you to work in the nursery like those precious people,
ja Dievs tev aicina kalpot mazajiem bērniņiem,
and you're obedient,
un tu esi paklausīgs,
I believe the Spirit of God is there.
Es ticu, ka Dieva gars tur ir.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's a comfort to the church.
Tas ir mierinājums draudzei.
Because we don't have to do anything except be obedient.
Jo mums nekā cita nav jādara, kā vien jābūt paklausīgiem.
And when you're obedient, there's a simplicity in it. You're just following.
Un kad tu esi paklausīgs, tur ir vienkāršība. Tu tikai seko.
Jesus said, if you want to serve me, then follow me.
Jēzus teica, ja tu gribi man sekot, ja tu gribi man kalpot, tad seko man.
Which means there's a big difference between serving God and actually following God.
Kas nozīmē, ir liela atšķirība starp kalpošanu un arī sekošanu.
There's a lot of people who claim to follow God and they just serve God.
Ir daudz cilvēku, kas apgalvo, ka viņi seko Dievam, bet viņi tikai kalpo.
And they say, God, look what I did for you. Look how far I went. Look how many sermons I preached. Look how many people I prayed for.
Un viņi saka, skaties, Dievs, ko esmu izdarījis. Pasties, cik tālu es aizgāju, pasties, kādus sprediķus runājis, pasties, kā esmu kalpojis cilvēkiem.
And Jesus goes, great, fine, that's great.
Un Jēzus saka, forši, brīnišķīgi, paldies.
But first I want you to actually follow me.
Bet vispirms es gribu, lai tu man seko.
And then you can serve me.
Un tad tu var man kalpot.
Amen, church.
Amen, draudze.
So our first responsibility is to actually follow Jesus.
Tādēļ mūsu pirmā atbildība ir patiesi sekot Jēzum.
And when he leads us to wherever we're going, then we serve there.
Un kad viņš vada mūs, kur viņš grib kalpot, tad mēs tur kalpojam.
I always say this, and this might be a terrible way of saying it, but once we become a believer, we no longer get opinions.
Varbūt, es tā vienmēr saku, varbūt tas briesmīgi izklausās, bet kad mēs kļuvām par ticīgiem, mēs zaudējām savu viedokli.
We don't get an opinion on where we go to church.
Mums nav vairāk viedoklis par to, uz kurien mēs, uz kā draudz mēs iesim.
We don't get an opinion on where we serve.
Viedoklis par to, kur mēs kalposim.
You know, we don't... It takes away the responsibility from us.
Tas paņem projām to atbildību no mums.
Because we're following Jesus.
Jo mēs sakojam Jēzum.
And so here he is, he's speaking to Moses and Aaron.
Un šeit viņš ir, viņš runā ar Mozu un Āronu.
And remember, what's a comfort is also a warning.
Un atcerieties, tas, kas ir mierinājums, tas arī ir brīdinājums.
He says, if you'll do these things, my spirit will be there.
Viņš saka, ja tu darīsi šīs lietas, mans gars tur būs.
Which means, if you don't do these things, my spirit will not be there. And if you add things to it, my spirit will not be there.
Ja tu nedarīsi tās lietas, vai tu, ja tu pievienosi lietas, mans gars tur nebūs.
But remember what I said, once you start a consuming fire, it's really hard to stop it.
Atceries, ko es teicu, tad, kad iesāka šī apņemošā rieja uguns, tad ļoti grūti apturēt.
And remember, the consuming fire is after everything that's unholy.
Un atceries, rieja uguns, viņi iet pret, pēc visa, kas nav svēts.
So look at chapter 10 right there, the very next verse.
Un tad pasēties, desmitā nodaļa, uzreiz nākamais pants.
It says this.
Tu rakstīs tā.
It says, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, Moses reminded Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near to me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. And so Aaron, their dad, held his peace.
Un Ārona dēli Nadabs un Abijs ņēma katru savu kvēpināmo upuru trauku un ielika tur uguni. Un uzlika virsū kvēpināmās zāles un tie nesa svešu uguni tā kunga priekšā, ko tiem nebija pavēlēts ņemt. Tad uguns izgāja no tā kunga un tā aprīja viņus un tie nomira tā kunga priekšā. Un Mozus sacīja Āronam, tas ir tā, kā to tas kungs bija runājis, sacīdams, es parādīšos svēts tavā vidū, un visai tautai to redzot, es parādīšu savu godību. Bet Ārons cieta klusu.
Amen. You have Moses and Aaron who do everything that God's asked them to, and the spirit falls down, the fire falls.
Mozus un Ārons dar visu, ko Dievs bija runājis, un Dieva gars nonāk, tā uguns nāk.
And his two sons go, if they can do it, I can do it.
Bet divi dēli saka, ja viņi to varēja izdarīt, mēs to varam izdarīt.
And so they go over to the side and they try to create the holy fire of God.
Un viņi aiziet maliņā un viņi mēģina radīt svēto Dievu uguni.
And they said, if his spirit came down for their obedience, then I'll just do what God told them to do.
Ja viņu gars nonāca uz viņu paklausību, tad es vienkārši darīšu, ko viņi darīja.
And God will be with us too.
Un Dievs būs ar mums arī.
And the people will be so impressed, they'll fall on their face too.
Un cilvēki būs ļoti iespaidot no tā un arī kritīs uz savu vaigu.
That's not how God works.
Bet tā Dievs nedarbojas.
God did not call this church to be obedient to some other church's calling.
Dievs šo draudz neaicināja būt paklausīgai citas draudzes aicinājumam.
God did not ask you to sound like someone else, to pray like someone else, to worship like someone else, to speak like someone else.
Dievs neaicināja tevi, lai tu izklausies kā kāds cits, lai tu sludini kā kāds cits, lai tu lūd kā kāds cits, lai tu izskaties kā kāds cits.
He didn't ask you to serve like somebody else.
Viņš pat neaicināja tev kalpot kā kāds cits.
God asks you to be obedient to his word for you.
Dievs aicināja, lai tu esi paklausīgs viņa vārdam priekš sevis.
And he said, if you'll do those things, my spirit will be there.
Un viņš teica, ja tu darīsi tās lietas, mans gars būs ar tevi.
Now, church, this is a really, really, really hard word.
Un draudz tās varbūt ir tāds ļoti, ļoti smags vārds.
Because Moses reminded Aaron, his two sons just got killed by fire.
Jo Mozus atgādina Āronam, un Ārona divi dēli tika nogalināti ar uguni.
And Moses looks over at the dad and goes, hey, you remember how holy and righteous God is, right?
Un Mozus pastās uz Ārona un saka, klausies, tu atceries, cik svēts un taisns ir mūsu Dievs.
And it says that Aaron held his peace.
Un rakstīts, kad Ārons palika klusu.
And what that means is Aaron did not shed a tear over his sons being killed.
Tas nozīmē, ka Ārons neizlēja asaras par saviem nogalinātajiem dēliem.
He didn't whine or complain.
Viņš nesūdzējās vai nekurnēja.
He didn't beg for their lives back.
Viņš nelūdzās viņu dzīvības atpakaļ.
He didn't fall down and start praying to God and begging and pleading.
Viņš nekrita uz saviem ceļiem un nesāka lūgt un lūgties Dievu.
And there is not a parent in this room.
Bet nav neviena vecāka šajā istabā.
That would not cry over your kids.
Kas neraudāt par saviem bērniem.
And so we see the importance of the moment.
Bet mēs redzam to nozīmi tam mirklim.
That Aaron, who had been with Moses and the elders on the mountain and had been with the Spirit of God.
Ka Mozes ar Āronu vecajiem, viņi bija kalnā, bija Dieva garā.
Knew that the righteousness of God was more important than the foolishness of his sons.
Viņi zināja, ka Dieva taisnība ir svarīgāka nekā dēlu muļķība.
And I think that's where we got to get as a church.
Un man liekas, mums tur ir jānonāk kā draudzei.
to where we're more concerned about the righteousness of God.
Kur mēs esam vairāk norūpējušies par Dieva taisnību.
And the name of God.
Un Dieva vārdu.
And he says, when you walk into my presence, you do so in righteousness.
Un viņš saka, jūs nākat manā klātbūtnē, nākat taisnībā.
When you come into my church,
ka jūs nākat manā draudzē,
I want you to be prepared to be in my spirit.
Es gribu, ka jūs esat sagatavot būt manā garā.
When you put your name on that list to sign to serve somewhere, I want you to do so in righteousness.
Kad tu pieraksties, lai kalpotu kādā lietā, tad es gribu, ka tu dari to taisnībā.
Amen, church.
Amen, draudze.
So the same fire
tā pati uguns,
that honored and blessed the church, the same fire that caused worship to break out,
kas lika pielūgsmē izlausties,
was the same consuming fire that destroyed the two sons.
Bija tā pati aprijošā uguns, kas iznīcināja divus dēlus.
Are you all ready for the consuming fire?
Vai jūs gribat to rijējas uguni?
And I want you to see this.
Es gribu, lai jūs ieraugat.
That sometimes we can mistake the cleansing of God for something that God is trying to hurt us with.
Reizēm mēs varam sajaukt Dieva šķīstīšanu ar to, ka Dievs mēģina mūs sāpināt.
I want you to go to Jeremiah chapter 24.
Jeremijas 24. Nodaļā es gribu, ka mēs varam atvērt.
God is showing the prophet Jeremiah a picture of two baskets of figs.
Un Dievs parāda pravietim Jeremijam divus grozus pilnus ar vīģēm.
There's a good basket of healthy fresh picked figs and then an old nasty basket.
Ir grozs pilns ar labām vīģēm un ir grozs ar tādām sapuvušām vīģēm, sliktām.
There's the good and the bad.
Ir labās un sliktās.
Look at verse 3 right there.
Un tad trešajā pantā.
So the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah?
Tad es kungs man jautāja, ko tu redzi, Jeremija?
And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad.
Es atbildēju, vīģes, labas un nelāgas. Labās ir ļoti labas, bet nelāgās ir gaužām nelāgas, tā, ka tās nav ēdams.
And again the word of the Lord came to me saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these figs, so I will acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans.
Tad manas ausis skāra tā kunga vārds. Tā saka tas kungs, Izraēla Dievs, kā šīs labās vīģes tā esi žēlīgi uzlūkoši sagūstītos jūdus, ko es liku aizvest no šās vietas uz Kaldeju zemi.
For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart.
Manas acis raudzīsies uz tiem ar žēlstību. Es tos atvedīšu atpakaļ šī zemē, lai viņi celt no jauna savu dzīvi un ēks, un tās vairāk neplēstu nost, un lai iedēstītu no jauna paši sevi, un vēlāk sev vairs neraut ārā.
Now that was the good figs.
Tās bija labās vīģes.
In verse 10, real short, it just says about the bad figs.
Un 10. Pantā ļoti īsi par sliktajām vīģēm.
He said, I will send a sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they are consumed from the land that I gave to them and their fathers.
10. Pants, Jeremijas grāmatā 24.
Verse 10, 24, 10. Sorry.
Un es palaidīšu vaļā pret viņiem zobenu, badu un mēri, kamēr tie būs galīgi izdeldēti no tās zemes, ko es piešīru viņiem un viņu tēviem.
So what the people thought as a consuming fire of the Lord, like just utter destruction.
Tas, ko cilvēki domāja kā tāda postītāja uguns, kas nāk pilnīgu postu atnest.
Actually ended up being the purifying fire of God.
Patiesībā beigās bija Dieva šķīstījošā uguns.
So imagine you today.
Iedomājies tu šodien.
Being attacked by a foreign army.
Kad tev uzbrūk sveša armija.
And they come in and they pick among you select people and they drag you off to their country and you become slaves for a long time.
Un viņi izrauj kaut kādus cilvēkus starp jums un viņi aizved projām uz svešo zemi un jūs kļūstat par vergiem uz ilgu laiku.
Everybody here would start to pray for you.
Visi šeit turpina lūgt par tevi.
And they would start to feel bad for you.
Sāk justies slikti par tevi.
But over time they would probably forget about you. As the generations went on, they would forget about
you. Bet paudzēm ejot uz priekšu, par tevi aizmirst.
And they would mourn you and talk about, you know, maybe this was the judgment of God, and you lost your house and you lost your money and you were split from your kids and maybe God, maybe you were doing something wrong.
Un tu teici tā kā nošķirts un cilvēks sāk domāt, tas patiesībā bija Dieva sots un ka tu tik aizvest projām, tu zaudēji savus mājas, tu tik atšķirts no saviem bērniem un tā ir noteikti kaut ko tu nepareizi vai sliktas darīs savā dzīvē.
So as God's people were drug off, everybody was mocking them. They were laughing at them, saying, "Where's your God? And I thought you were faithful to your God has left you, and you must not have been faithful." And during that time, if you were blessed, that meant you were close to God. And so they're looking at them going, "Look at you. You thought you were somebody."
Un kad cilvēki tiek aizvesti projām, tad apkārtējie sāk viņus izsmiet un saka, reku, Dievs jūs ir pametis, Dievs jūs ir atstājis, Dievs nav ar jums. Un tajā laikā tā svētība bija zīme tam, kad Dievs ir ar tevi kopā, bet tagad Dievs ir tevi aizmirs un atstājis.
Look, some of you do not like where you are today.
Kādiem no jums nepatīk, kur jūs šodien atrodaties?
You're not content.
Tu neesi apmierināts.
You don't like your job.
Tu nepatīk tavs darbs.
You might not like what you're doing in ministry serving.
Tev varbūt nepatīk tas, ko tu kalpo, ko tu dari.
Maybe you don't like where you live.
Varbūt tev nepatīk, kur tu dzīvo.
You would prefer a different car.
Tu varbūt gribētu citādāku mašīnu.
And you love to tell God all the places and things that you don't want or you don't want to be.
Tev patīk Dievam teikt viss, kas tev nepatīk un visas vietas, kur tu negribi atrasties.
You want something better.
Tu gribi kaut ko labāku.
You want a spouse.
Tu gribi otru pusīti.
You want more kids.
Tu gribi vairāk bērns.
You want more money.
Tu gribi vairāk naudu.
You want a bigger house.
Tu gribi lielāku māju.
I love what God is saying here.
Man patīk, kā Dievs šeit saka.
He's saying to the people that everybody mocked.
Saka tiem cilvēkiem, ko visi pārējie izsmēja.
The ones that if you were to ask everyone else, that they were the bad figs.
Kad tu paprasītu pārējiem, oh, tas bija tās sliktās vīģis.
He said, "Those are actually my good figs."
Patiesībā tās ir manas labās vīzes.
Now this is crazy.
Diezgan traki.
So God led his people into captivity.
Dievs ļāva saviem cilvēkiem nonākt verdzībā.
For good reasons.
Labu iemeslu dēļ.
So can you imagine being in chains, being led off, and God's going, "Look what I'm doing."
Vai tu vari iedomāties, ka tev ir važas un tev aizved projām un Dievs aplaudē, re, ko es daru?
And God's saying, "I'm doing it for you."
Un Dievs saka, es to tevis dēļ daru.
And you're saying, "I hate this."
Un tu saka, es ienīstu to.
I don't want this.
Es negribu to.
And God goes, no, you're the good figs.
Un Dievs saka, nē, tā ir labā vīde, tu esi labā vīde.
Come on, you're going to love it.
Tev tas patiks vēlāk.
Until that whip hits you on the back.
Un tad tev sit pa muguru.
Until you're homesick for food that you like to have.
Un tev jau tu skumsti pēc ēdiena no mājām.
And you miss your family.
Tu skumsti pēc savas ģimenes.
And God's going, "This is my best."
Un Dievs saka, tas ir mans labākais.
And you say, "Well, I hate your best."
Un tu saki, es ienīstu tavu labāko.
I don't want your best.
Es negribu to, kas ir tev labākais.
I'll choose something else.
Es gribu kaut ko citu.
That's exactly what happened in the story.
Un tieši tas notiek šajā stāstā.
God told Jeremiah to remind his people they were in captivity.
Dievs saka Jeremijam atgādināt saviem cilvēkiem, kas ir verdzībā.
That they were his.
Ka viņi ir viņa.
Because the consuming fire of God was coming to their city.
Jo Dieva šī riejas uguns nāk uz viņu pilsētu.
And this time it was coming for judgment over that city.
Un šoreiz tas nāk kā tiesa pār pilsētu.
And God was going to burn that city to the ground.
Un Dievs sadedzinās to pilsētu.
And it was going to consume all unrighteousness in that place.
Tā sadedzinās visu netaisnību šai vietā.
And it seemed like the worst moment of their life.
Un tas izskatīsies kā ļaunākais brīdis viņu dzīvēs.
Was actually the saving grace of God delivering his people from evil.
Bet patiesībā tā ir Dieva glābjošā žēlstība viņus atbrīvot no ļauna.
And so he said, "You might not like where you're going."
Un tāpēc viņš saka, tev varbūt nepatīk, uz kurien tu dodies.
But you would have hated where you had to stay.
Bet tu ienīsti to vietu, kur tev būtu jāpaliek.
There was an evil king that was erasing the name of God. It was making generations follow after false gods.
Ir ļauns ķēniņš, kas nāk, kas dzēš Dievu vārdu ārā, kas nāk pazudināšana nākamās paudzes.
And God said, "I want my people to have their real homeland back."
Un Dievs saka, es gribu, lai maniem bērniem būtu viņu dzimtene atpakaļ.
And so I have to remove them for a period.
Tāpēc uz periodu man viņi ir jāpaņem prom.
And they're going to go through hardships.
Un viņi izies cauri grūtībām.
But one day they will be glorious in the streets of their own homes again.
Bet vienu dienu viņi atkal būs godības pilni savas pilsētas ielās.
And I will establish them for generations.
Un es uz paudzēm nodibināšu viņus.
That's what the consuming fire of God does.
To dara Dieva aprijošā uguns.
It might not be comfortable for us. I promise you it's not comfortable.
Es apsolu tev, ka tām varbūt nav komfortabli mums.
As that fire is making its way through our lives and it's starting to strip out things that we don't need anymore.
Kad tā uguns iet cauri mūsu dzīvēm, kad tā paņem projām to, kas vairs nav vajadzīgs.
It's going to be pain because you're really attached to unholiness.
Tur var būt sāpes, jo tu esi tiešām pieķēries nesvētumam.
It's going to be a dedication as there's a void now God has to fill those things back in.
Tur ir tāda jābūt tādai nodošanās, jo ir kāds tukšums, ko Dievam atkal ir jāpiepilda.
And you're going to miss those things.
Tev pietrūks lietas.
And you're going to desire those things.
Tu ilgosies pēc kādām lietām.
But God says, my consuming fire.
Bet Dievs saka, mana rīējas uguns.
Does it for all holiness and righteousness.
Dara to visu svētumam un manai taisnībai.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we're going to sing, Lord, send your consuming fire.
Un tad, kad mēs dziedam, Kungs, sūti savu uguni.
We need to be ready for the results.
Mums jābūt gataviem tam rezultātam.
Amen, church.
Amen, draudze.
What they thought was judgment over them was the exact opposite.
Tas, ko viņi domāja, ir sots pār viņiem, bija patiesībā kaut kas cits.
Earlier we read about Moses.
Mēs jau iepriekš lasījām par Mozu.
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 3, I want to read this to you again.
Un es gribu vēlreiz izlasīt 3. Mozus grāmatu 10. Nodaļa, 3. Pants.
He says, by those who come near me.
Un tie, kas nāk manā priekšā.
I must be regarded as holy.
Tiem ir mani jāredz kā svētu.
And before all the people.
Un visu cilvēku priekšā.
I must be glorified.
Man jātiek pagodinātam.
Which means.
Kas nozīmē.
Today.
Šodien.
God must be regarded as holy.
Dievu ir jāredz kā svētu tevī.
If your unbelieving friends just hear about how frustrated you are with life.
Ja tavu neticīgie draugi tikai dzird par to, cik tu esi sašuts par savu dzīvi.
They're going to start believing that your God is not a good God.
Tad viņi sāks domāt, ka tavs Dievs nav labs Dievs.
If you're always complaining about how bad your job is.
Ja tu vienmēr sūdzies par to, cik slikts tev darbs.
And about how you don't have all the right things.
Kā tev nav tas, ko tu gribētu.
Your spouse is annoying.
Tava otra pusīte ir kaitinoša.
You know what? Your spouse's spouse is annoying too.
Zini, tavs otrs pusītis, otra pusīte arī ir kaitinoša.
And what we're actually doing is telling God that we don't like what he gave us.
Bet ko mēs īstenībā daram, mēs sakam Dievam, ka mums nepatīk tas, ko viņš mums ir devis.
And we're frustrated by where he has us.
Un mēs esam sašutuši par to, kur viņš mums ir nolicis.
And his best is not what we want.
Un viņa labākais nav tas, ko mēs vēlamies.
Do you know that God does not have a second best?
Bet tu zini, ka Dievam nav tā kā otrs labākais.
God doesn't say I want to give you this, but if that doesn't work out, I'll give you this over here.
Nav tā, ka Dievs saka, es gribu tev dot šo, bet nu ja tas neizdosies, nu tad es tev iedošu to.
God just has the best.
Dievam ir labākais.
And that's it.
Un viss.
And so we get a choice.
Un mums ir izvēle.
To praise God on the mountaintop.
Slavēt Dievu uz kalna.
To trust him.
Uzticēties.
In the valley of the shadow of death.
Nāves un tumsas ielējā.
To walk through not understanding. We don't have to understand to trust.
Iet cauri nesaprotam. Mums nav jāsaprot, lai uzticētos.
I love that verse talks about, you know, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. But on the other side, what is it? Green pastures to lie down in.
Un man patīk tā rakstuvieta, kas saka, es eju cauri nāves ielējai, es nebīstos un nebaiļojos. Un tad otrā pusē ir tās zaļainās ganības.
In other words, there's going to be times in life where God is moving us through an area.
Un citiem vārdiem sakot, varbūt brīži, kad Dievs mūs ved cauri kādai vietai.
But sometimes a lot of believers, like, instead of going through, they go to.
Bet tā vietā daudz ticīgie, tā vietā, lai izietu cauri, viņi iet uz turieni.
And they stop in the valley.
Un viņi apstājas ielējā.
And they get frustrated because they don't see God.
Un viņi ir sašutuši, jo viņi neredz Dievu.
Yet God's over there laying in some green grass somewhere.
Jā, Dievs tur ir sagatavojis zaļas ganības.
And the rest of his people that were faithful and followers.
Un visi pārējie, kas bija uzticami sakotāji.
They're in peace.
Viņi ir mierā.
Not in misery.
Nevis tādā sašutumā.
Amen. And then he says, get up from laying down and go sit at a table in the presence of your enemies.
Un tad viņš saka, viņš man liek apsēsties pie galda, man ienainē klātbūtnē, viņš klāja man galda, ienainē klātbūtnē.
And God says, your enemies have to watch you eat.
Un Dievs saka, viņš liek taviem ienainēkiem skatīties, kā tu ēd.
The people that mocked you when you went out and were in captivity.
Cilvēki, kas izsmēja tev, ka tu devies un bija verdzībā.
Now they have to surround you and watch you consume the goodness of God.
Tagad viņiem ir tev jābūt tev apkārt un jāskatās, kā tu baudi Dieva labestību.
And so the ones that once were mocked by people.
Un tie, kas kādreiz bija cilvēki izsmieti.
Are honored by God because of their faithfulness.
Tagad tiek Dievu godāti viņu uzticamības dēļ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the goodness of God.
Tā ir Dieva labestība.
You might not see it.
Tu varbūt to neredzi.
You might not understand it.
Tu varbūt to nesaproti.
You might not feel like you're experiencing it today.
Tev varbūt nelieks, ka tu to piedzīvo šodien.
But I can promise you that God's plans are great.
Bet es varu tev apsolīt, ka Dieva plāns ir varans.
One of the most famous verses, at least in America, Jeremiah 29:11.
Vieno slavenākajām rakstuvietām vismaz Amerikā.
For I know the plans I have for you, thus says the Lord's plans to prosper you. And great, everything is great. God says everything I have planned is great.
Jo es zinu, kādas ir mans plāns priekš tevis plāns, lai mērķis, lai dot tev svētību. Un viss ir par tādu labvēlību, labestību, svētību.
But Jeremiah is also the same person that looked at God and he said these words. He says, why do I feel like my pain is constant?
Un Jeremija tomēr ir tas pats cilvēks, kas teica šos vārdus un kas citā vietā teica, kad es skatos, kādēļ man sāpes ir konstanti.
Because God was giving him really, really difficult words for his people.
Jo Dievs viņam deva tādus ļoti grūtus vārdus priekš cilvēkiem.
And his people kept rejecting his
Un cilvēki viņu turpināja atraidīt.
Can you imagine if your pastor stood up here every Sunday and then y'all walked out in misery?
Iedomājieties, ja mācītājs katru dienu šeit, katru svētdienu šeit stāvēt, un jūs doties no šejienes projām nožālojam.
And he goes, this is a good word from the Lord.
Un viņš saka, tas ir labs vārds no tā kunga.
And you reject that word.
Un tu atraidi to vārdu.
And you're frustrated by it.
Tu esi sašuts par to.
So this is Jeremiah's life.
Tāda ir Jeremijas dzīve.
And yet God says, Jeremiah, I got great plans for you.
Bet Dievs saka, Jeremija, man ir liela plāna priekš tevis.
And Jeremiah goes, I'm not a big fan of your plans.
Un Jeremija saka, nu es īsti nefanoju par taviem plāniem.
Just because we don't like the truth.
Tikai tāpēc, ka mums nepatīk patiesība.
Doesn't mean it's not the truth.
Nenozīmē, ka tā nav patiesība.
And before Jeremiah ever heard those words from God,
un pirms Jeremija dzirdēja tos vārdus no Dieva,
they were still the truth.
Vēl joprojām tā bija patiesība.
And even if he didn't like those words, they were still true.
Un pat ja Jeremijam nepatika tie vārdi, tā vēl joprojām ir patiesība.
You are in this book.
Tu esi šajā grāmatā.
God has spoken his word over you.
Dievs ir runājis savu vārdu par tevi.
And God says everything that I've said will be.
Un Dievs saka, viss, ko esmu runājis, tas piepildīsies.
Everything that he says in here about you.
Viss, ko viņš šeit saka par tevi, tas piepildīsies.
Is who you are.
Tas ir tas, kas tu esi.
So listen, before you discover these words.
Klausies, pirms tu atklāji šos vārdus.
They're still true.
Tie vēl joprojām ir patiesība.
And even if you read through them and you find some difficult parts.
Un ja tu lasi tam cauri un ir kādi grūti vārdi tur.
They're still true.
Tā vēl joprojām ir patiesība.
And so when God looks at Jeremiah, he goes, everything that I'm telling you is good.
Un kad Dievs skatās Jeremijam, viņš saka, viss, ko es tev saku, tas ir labs.
Everything that you're going to go through is good.
Viss, kam tu iesi cauri, tas ir labs.
Regardless of our experience or our feelings.
Neatkarīgi no tā, ko mēs piedzīvojam vai mūsu sajūtām.
It does not change the truth of that.
Tas nemaina patiesību.
Amen.
Amen.
Our God is a consuming fire.
Mūsu Dievs ir rieju uguns.
And that is a celebration point for the church all over the world.
Un tas ir, ko svinēt draudzē visā pasaulē.
Amen, church.
Amen, draudze.
Let's pray a little bit.
Lūksim.
Lord, we love you.
Kungs, mēs mīlam tevi.
Lord, we know that sometimes as you are growing us.
Kungs, mēs zinām, ka reizēm, kad tu liec mums augt,
that we'll be in uncomfortable places.
Ka mēs būsim tādā nekomfortablā vietā.
Maybe uncomfortable lands.
Varbūt nekomfortablā zemē.
Maybe we even reject what you're saying.
Varbūt mēs pat atraidīsim, ko tu saki.
But God, I pray that somehow we can find a way to follow you.
Bet Dievs, es lūdzu, ka kaut kā mēs varam izcīnīt to ceļu, lai sekotu tev.
Not just do the things commanded.
Nevis tikai darīt to, ko tu esi pavēlējis.
But to actually follow you.
Bet patiesībā sekot tev.
To fall in love with you.
Iemīlēt tevi.
Lord, to fall in love with following our God.
Kungs, iemīlēt sekot mūsu Dievam.
To love, to wake up in the morning and love to hear the voice of the shepherd calling out to us by name.
No rīta pamosties un mīlēt dzirdēt to balsi, gana balsi, kas sauc, sakot viņam.
A guiding voice.
Balsi, kas ir vadīt.
That never leaves us.
Kas neatstāj mūs.
That is patient with us.
Kas ir pacietīgi ar mums.
And when we run away, you leave the 99 for the one.
Un kad mēs aizbēgam prom, tu atstāji 99 mūsu dēļ.
And when we return back home, you kill the fatted calf, you give us the best robe.
Atgriežamies mājās, tu nokauj barotāko teļu un dod mums apģērbu.
You celebrate us.
Tu svini mūs.
You don't celebrate disobedience.
Tu nesvini mūsu paklausību.
You celebrate when we follow.
Tu svini, kad mēs sakojam.
You are good God.
Tu esi labs Dievs.
There is no one in this room.
Un nav neviens šeit telpā.
Who's been too far?
Kas ir bijis pārāk tālu.
There's no one in this room who's had too many doubts about God.
Nav neviens šeit telpā, kam ir pārāk daudz šaubu par Dievu.
There's no one in this room who's had too many complaints against God.
Nav neviens šeit telpā, kam ir pārāk daudz sūdzības par Dievu.
God is still calling you by name.
Dievs vēl joprojām tevi sauc vārdā.
He loves you.
Viņš mīl tevi.
He blesses you.
Viņš svētī tevi.
He anoints you.
Viņš svaida tevi.
He has favored you.
Viņam ir labvēlība pār tevi.
He calls you a child.
Viņš sauc tevi par bērnu.
Of the most high king.
Par visaugstā ķēniņa bērnu.
He calls you sons and daughters.
Viņš sauc tevi par dēlu un meitu.
I don't know any better label that I could have than a son of God.
Es nezinu, kāds cits labāks tituls man varētu būt kā Dieva dēls.
His love it literally just pours out of heaven.
Viņa mīlestība būtiski līst no debesīm.
He's not stopping his love towards you.
Viņš neaptur savu mīlestību pret tevi.
He's not holding back his love.
Viņš neaptur savu mīlestību.
He wants you to experience it.
Viņš grib, lai tu piedzīvo to.
He wants you to have it.
Viņš grib, lai tev tā būtu.
It's free.
Tā ir brīva.
And he gives freely.
Un viņš dod to brīvi.
Will you pray, church? Just pray wherever you're at.
Lai arī kur tu būtu, lūks, draudze.
And we're going to pray a very dangerous prayer this morning.
Un mēs lūksim bīstamu lūkšanu šai rītā.
We're going to pray a prayer that maybe a lot of us don't even want to pray.
Mēs lūksim lūkšanu, ko daudz varbūt pat nevēlas lūgt.
But the result of that prayer is powerful.
Bet tās lūkšanas rezultāts ir spēcīgs.
I want you to pray in your own way for the consuming fire of God.
Es gribu, lai tu lūdz pats saviem vārdiem par šo Dieva uguni.
To consume you.
Lai tā uguns pārņem tevi.
Come on. Now we're going to do something. I don't know. I've never been here before. I don't know how y'all do things, but
es gribu, ka mēs kaut ko izdarām. Mēs nezinu īsti, kā mēs darīsim, bet
there's going to be people in this room that are not strong enough to say that prayer.
Es zinu, ka ir cilvēki šeit telpā, kas nejūtās pietiekoši stipri, lai to lūgtu.
So if you can close your eyes again.
Ja tu varētu uz mirkli aizvērt acis.
And I want you to lay hands on the person next to you.
Un es gribu, ka tu vari uzlikt rokas tam cilvēkam, kas tev ir blakus.
And will you pray that prayer over them?
Un lūdzu to lūkšanu par to cilvēku.
Come on, will you begin to prophesy over them?
Vienkārši sāc pravietot pār otru.
Speak the goodness of God over them.
Runā Dieva labestību pār viņu.
Come on, seek a vision for them.
Meklē Dieva redzējumu viņam.
Lord, be regarded as holy to this. Be regarded as holy to your people. All righteousness.